NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
I'm Ollie. This is an album I made as Rainy Weather called Sad Songs, and I'm talking about it on Long Player.
Ollie Clifton, aka Rainy Weather. I love that name. Is that like attributed to maybe you being based in Wellington, or?
Kind of. I just like it when it rains a lot. And like, it was kind of a bit of a joke that like all the music I was making at this time was like real sad. And that's why the album's called Sad Songs as well. And it was also raining a lot of the time when I came up with the name, because I live in Wellington, so it kind of just fitted together.
Who would you say like are your other kind of influences?
When I was making this, I was listening to a lot of early Kane Strang, and I guess like that in terms of like how like raw that first album's not even on Bandcamp anymore, but you can still find it some places. I think if you like ask him for it, he'll like send it to you. That record, in terms of like the rough sort of production, was like, in like the way it was just like the percussion on this as well is all like kind of shakers and like tambourines, because I didn't have a drum kit, and like, so I guess I kind of drew from that a little bit. And like other kind of lo-fi music, I was listening to a lot of Slow Dive at the time as well, which is when I got real into Delay, which is like quite a big thing on this record. So some of their more like minimalist songs, like Dagger and stuff, which is probably like the saddest song ever, like came out in this kind of stuff a bit. And yeah, just other lo-fi stuff, early like makeup videotape stuff as well, I was like real into. And that's all, I recorded this on like a Tascam 414 like tape machine as well, which is like kind of classic sort of lo-fi like thing to do, I guess. Yeah,
the first track on the EP is Arrow Valley.
I guess for those not in Wellington, Arrow Valley is like a small suburb of Wellington where I was living in like my university hall. And this song is the only one that I recorded, I think, from this record in full in my room, in my like dorm room in my hall. And I recorded it like on my guitar, like through like my stereo, like literally like just like a, like, you know, MP3 sort of basic stereo thing, like not an amp, which is like part of the reason like the tones are super clean, which I was like just quite into. And there's a field recording that I took walking around Arrow Valley that I kind of put over the song. And yeah, this was like the one track that sort of set the tone for the rest of the tracks, because after I did this one, I was like, oh, I'll make a little record like this. And yeah, so this was the first one, so that's the start.
Thank you.
The second track, Demonstration 2, that one was kicking around kind of for a while. That one, I came home from Wellington to Auckland for like one of the breaks just to see my fam and stuff. And I had my four-track tape machine at home then, and I found an acoustic demo of this. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, I don't know why I never like finished that. And then I kind of took it and changed it a bit. And like, yeah, it came out as this, which is like probably one of the most like songy ones on the record. Track three is Interlude. That's like sort of like an extended intro that we played live when we played a couple of shows before the next track on this record. But it's like a melody I really like and was quite pleased with. And it's a weird little track on the record. I recorded it at the wrong speed on this different tape machine and then played it back at like half speed on another tape machine. And it gave it this really like moody quality. And I put like a field recording of rain in my room in Wellington over the top of it. I don't know, I reckon it sounds like it's quite a neat little thing, and I'm quite pleased with that, like, melody and stuff. Thank you. 4 is The City. Yeah, that one I wrote, I can't remember where I wrote that, either in Auckland or Wellington. This is a record like split between the two cities, which is kind of why this track's like about that. And I guess it's kind of about like coming home and being like feeling like weird about it and stuff like that. That one I actually like came together after the Alec gig, you know, where he played with the massive band. I came home and like I had that idea floating around, and like I kind of just like, I don't know, I was just like in the mood to like, often I write songs really late at night as well, and I just remember I was like real inspired from like watching all that. I was listening to a lot of that kind of like lo-fi stuff at the time, so like Alec and like Lapis and stuff like that. And so yeah, that came together that night. I just remember that as well, and it was kind of, that was when I'd just come back from Wellington from one of the breaks as well. So track 5 is Feeling. I like the percussion a lot on this track. That's particularly like influenced by all that like lo-fi like Kane Strang stuff and Makeup Videotape stuff, and like in terms of the tambourine and the shaker, it's got a kind of neat lead line that when we played live, Finn Dalbeth from Plum, or used to be in Host Club, came up and played that live, which was real fun because it's quite like, and it sounds so powerful like on here, but when you hear that live, it's like quite, it's quite cool.
Thank you.
Going Home is another track I wrote just when I came back from Auckland. I don't even, like, I can't remember how I played this. Like, I wanted to kind of play, like, an instrument. This is, like, an instrumental track. And when we played live, I kind of wanted to, like, play this one. But I, like, cannot remember how it goes. It was kind of, like, semi-improvised. I recorded it on my, like, deck out home. Like, I had my amp outside. And I recorded it on, like, a handheld cassette recorder. So the field recording is, like, there's no, like, added field recording. It's just was outside, so you can hear, like, the birds and stuff. And I, like, I was using, like, a looper pedal so I could, like, play with the delay trails live. So that's why you've got a lot of that, like, warbling sound after, like, notes are played and, like, stuff like that going on. Yeah, that was, like, a fun one, and I will probably, like, I can't remember how it goes. Maybe I could work it out on guitar if I put in the effort, but I can't really be bothered. But I kind of like how that, I found that recording and was like, oh, that's kind of, yeah, one I want to include on this at the end. And I thought it was a nice little conclusion to the track list.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.